Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It is 9/22/2023. Live show. Friday night. Oh, I tell you, it just progresses. Progresses down the line, but I'm just going to tell you, here's what I'm reading for you tonight. The book of Nahum. N-A-H-U-M. Nahum. He, and this is chapter 2, he that dashes in pieces is come up before thy face. Keep the munition, watch the way, make the loins strong, fortify thy power mightily. For the Lord hath turned away the excellency of Jacob as the excellency of Israel. For the emptiers have emptied them out and marred their vine branches, and the shield of his mighty men is made red. The valiant men are in scarlet. The chariot shall be with flaming torches in the day of his preparation, and the fir trees shall be terribly shaken. The chariot shall rage in the streets. They shall hustle one against the other in the broadways. They shall seem like torches. They shall run like the lightnings. He shall recount his worthiness, shall stumble in their walls. They shall make haste to the wall thereof, and the defense shall be prepared. And the gates of the rivers shall be opened, and the palace shall be dissolved. And Huzab shall be led away captive, and he shall be brought up. And her maid shall lead her as with the voice of doves, tabering upon their breasts. But Nineveh's of an old like pool of water, yet they shall flee away. Stand, stand, shall they cry, but none shall look back. Take ye the spoil of silver, take ye the spoil of gold, for there is none of the store and glory of all the pleasant furniture. She is empty and void, waste, and heart melteth, and the knees smite together, and much pain is in the loins, and the faces of them all gather blackness. Where is the dwelling of the lions, and the feeding place of the young lions? Where the lion, even the old lion, walked, and the lions wept, and none made them afraid? The lion did tear in pieces enough for his whelps, and strangled for his lioness, and killed his hole, filled his holes with prey, and his den with raven. Behold, I am against thee, saith the Lord of hosts, and I will burn her chariots in the smoke, and the sword shall devour thy young lions, and I will cut out thy prey from the earth, and the voice of thy messenger shall no more be heard. I'm just going to go to chapter 3 because I'm going to tell you, it's right as rain, if you know what I mean. Woe to the bloody city. It is all full of lies and robbery. The prey departeth not. The noise of a whip and the noise of rattling of the wheels, of the prancing horses and of the jumping chariots. The horsemen lifted up both the bright sword and the glittering spear. And there is a multitude of slain, a great number of carcasses, and there is no end of their corpses. They stumble upon their corpses because of the multitude of the whoredoms of the well-favored harlot, the mistress of witchcrafts that selleth nations through her whoredoms and families through her witchcrafts. Behold, I am against thee, saith the Lord of hosts. And I will discover thy skirts upon thy face, and I will show the nations thy nakedness, the kingdoms thy shame, and I will cast abominable filth upon thee, and make thee vile, and will set thee as a gazing stock. And it shall come to pass that all that they look upon thee shall flee from thee, and say, Nineveh is laid waste. Who will bemoan her? When shall I seek comforters for thee? Art thou better than the populace? No. That was situate between the rivers that had the waters round about it, whose rampart was the sea and her wall was from the sea. Ethiopia and Egypt were her strength, and it was infinite. Put and Lubim were thy helpers, yet was she carried away. She wept, went into captivity, and her young children also were dashed in pieces at the top of all the streets, and they cast lots for her honorable men, and all her great men were bound in chains. Thou also shalt be drunken. Thou shalt be hid, though thou shalt seek strength because of the enemy. All the strongholds shall be like fig trees with the first stripe figs. If they be shaken, they will even fall into the mouth of the eater. Behold, thy people in the midst of thee are women. The gates of thy land shall be set wide open unto thine enemies. The fire shall devour thy bars. Draw thee waters for the siege. Fortify thy strongholds. Go into clay and tread the mortar. Make strong the brick kiln. There shall the fire devour thee. The sword shall cut out of thee off. It shall eat those up like the canker worm, and make thyself as many as the canker worm, make thyself as many as the locusts. Thou hast multiplied thy merchants above the stars of heaven. The canker worm spoileth and fleeth away. Thy crown are the locusts, and thy captains as the great grasshoppers, which camp in the hedges in the cold day, but when the sun arises, they flee away, and their place is not known where they are. Thy shepherds slumber, O king of Assyria. Thy nobles shall dwell in the dust. Thy people is scattered upon the mountains, and no man gathereth them. There is no healing of thy bruise. Thy wound is grievous. And all that hear the bruit of thee shall clap the hands over thee. For upon whom hath not thy wickedness passed continually? Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you. Lord Jesus tells us that wars, rumors of wars, famines, pestilences, and not fearful sights, and earthquakes in diverse places. And then he goes on to say, these are the beginning of sorrows, just the beginning. And then he tells you that, you know, up until this time, there ain't been anything like it, and there's not going to be anything like it either. And that if the time were not shortened for the elect, then there would no flesh be saved. And meanwhile, you have people who want to make sure that you have nothing to eat. This is, I just found this to be ridiculous. It's out of Natural News, you know, our good friend, the health ranger, naturalnews.com. And the story is from yesterday, 9/21, Phoenix Mayor Kate Gallego caught lying about her secret efforts to ban meat and dairy. Can you believe this? Another globalist pig, I'm reading the story here, has been outed, this time in Arizona. Phoenix Mayor Kate Gallego, vice chair of the C40 Cities Globalist Group, is now trying to save face with her social media propaganda scheme, but the truth is out. At a September 6th city council meeting in Phoenix, Gallego was blasted by a dozen grassroots citizens who made it very clear meat policies. And after the meeting, Gallego went home and staged a cringeworthy breakfast routine. in which she was seen pouring milk into an empty bowl surrounded by a Cheerios box and a knife, because everyone knows you eat cereal with a knife. It turns out Gallego quietly on March 4th, 2020. So this is, what, 3 years ago, passed what is known as the 2025 Phoenix Food Action Plan. Strategy 2 under Goal 1 of the document contains a progress on action section, the fifth point of which creates a new office, listen to this, people, of environmental programs at the City of Phoenix to establish an agri-food tech incubator in 2023 to accelerate ventures in sustainable food systems. Now, Arizona State, you got any kids at Arizona State, jerk them out and you tell them why. Partnership with Arizona State University, the OEP, that's the what? The Environmental Office of Environmental Programs in Phoenix, is in fact planning to establish or to eventually outlaw meat and dairy and replace it with sustainable solutions like meat patties from Bill Gates and other such poisons. The residents of Phoenix have since learned that Gallego is up to. She quickly took to X, or formerly Twitter, to stage a display, suggesting she is just a normal person, like everyone else, when in fact she is a quintessential globalist imposter who represents the interest of her puppet master overlords and not of her constituents. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you what. They want you to eat bugs and mealyworms, and you will own nothing, but you will be happy. And, oh, they'll give you $1,000 a month to make sure that you can have enough mealyworms and grasshoppers, you see. So right there you go. I'm going to tell you what. Postcard. Just take a postcard and don't say anything bad or mean. You know, don't say anything nasty or, you know, I mean, vulgar or whatever. Just send it to them and said, I will never come back to Phoenix again. I will never come back to Arizona because I eat meat and dairy. Okay. And send it to the Mayor Gallego, Phoenix. If she gets 10 million postcards, well, then that'll be great. Find out the local TV station and call them up and tell them that you're calling to let them know that there are millions of people out here who ain't going to come to Arizona ever again. I like Arizona personally. I like it up there near Sedona and up in, you know, on the way to Flagstaff. And I like to see Palo Solari's Arcosante and all of that kind of stuff, you know. Phoenix is okay, but I like those areas up there. A lot of people I know hang out down Tucson way in that kind of area. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, perhaps I should just move to that trailer there, one of those vintage trailers in Bisbee, and stay near the Mexican border, you know. I'm being facetious on a Friday night. So let me tell you what. The Russian Black Sea Fleet got hit, their headquarters did, by scout missiles. Okay. Now, here you go. World Russian Black Sea Fleet headquarters hit by scalp missiles. Ukraine admits the West involved in targeting. You damn right they're involved in targeting. Okay. And, I mean, I'll tell you what. I mean, I gave the name out the other night, but I don't need to be giving it out so much again, because after we gave that out, then five shitbirds jumped out of the woodwork wanting to find different people, you know. Well, instead we found some of them, okay? But I will just tell you this, that the U.S. is targeting most of this crap and flying most of the missiles, and Brits might be doing some of that also, flying some of their missiles. But the U.S. is flying a lot of them, and also the drones and the whole nine yards. And it's just ridiculous because the World War III could start in a heartbeat. And if you have hypersonic missiles, which the United States really doesn't, although we were the first ones to really get into it. But the Russians or the Chinese can strike most any target in the world in less than 5 minutes. Less than 5 minutes. Less than 5 minutes. You put your timer on, if you got a watch with the little click clack, you know, the little buzzer or whatever, or you got your phone, you set 5 minutes to the timer and then see how much you can get done loading up to take off to your bug out position in 5 minutes. You will just not be happy with how much you can do in 5 minutes. You can barely, if you're like older, you know, like people like me, you got to put your shoes on and tie them tight. You know what I mean? And so all I know is that I could get to the truck in 5 minutes, but if it was loaded, I'd be all right. But if I have to load it, I hope that it hits way far away from me because I'm going to need the time to load some stuff to it, you know, or to get my firearms out and decide to stay the course where I'm at, you know. And that may be the real key to this. You might ask, say, Lord Jesus, where is my true sanctuary for my family? Lord, I will stand against thine enemies. I will stand in the gap, put on the full armor of God, and put on my Mitch or Pascat helmets and my level 4 body armor. And oh, Lord Jesus, I'll have my shin guards on and elbow guards and pads on. And I'll have my firearms and I'll have my K-bar knife, and my boot knife, and my machete, and all of the stuff laid out. Aim small, miss small. And Lord Jesus, I'll stand in the gap. But where should I put my family? Where should I take my family to true sanctuary? And then ask him directly and listen for the answer. If you have a bug out position, that's excellent. If you have it stocked and it's fairly easy to get to, say within 40, 50 miles, maybe 30 would be better, but I mean, whatever, that would be good. Or if you have beefed up your own home security and you have your stuff there, that might still be the best place to stay. But ask the Lord Jesus what he thinks you should do. And say, Lord, if it comes time, should I go to my bug out location or should I stay here? Where lies the best sanctuary, true sanctuary for my family? Let him tell you. When you pray, listen for the answer. That's one thing that a lot of people don't do. They pray and then they take off down the road. Well, take a moment and listen for the answer. Close your eyes and listen for the Lord Jesus to tell you something. Because he's busy, you know. I mean, I know he is. Because the devil, this is the devil's time. This is Lucifer's time to create as much chaos as he possibly can. This is the time when you have to choose, you see. And if you're out there and you don't understand, you're going to walk through the raindrops, then you ain't going to get it. Because I'm going to tell you what. You better repent of your sins and ask Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior, okay? And if you're sincere and he knows it and you know him and he knows you, then he's going to start to wash you clean. He'll wash you clean. And then you can walk in righteousness as well. And you can be in the Word. And you can tell your children and your spouse about the Word. You can read it to them and you can make sure that they have availed themselves of the opportunity to have the personal relationship with Lord Jesus. Oh, I tell you. You ain't seen nothing yet. Bachman Turner Overdrive, thanks to my people who told me last night what that who did that song. I can hear it in my head, but anyway, be that as it may. But you think that the Russians might be getting mad? Yeah, boy, I don't know, if Taco Freddy, if a U.S. task force somewhere or a British task force somewhere is vectoring all these missiles in on their targets, or like the one where it was Rostov on Don, where just down about a quarter mile, they dropped a big drone load there and blew it up. Or now in Azerbaijan, which is a oil area. Azerbaijan, Armenia were in the war, in the fighting, and then somehow or another, Azerbaijan took out the Russian submarine fleet commander that was in charge of that area. All I know is, if you could see your congressman or representative, or you see your senator, you tell them you'd better do something and quit jacking around, and you'd better get us back. Drill, baby, drill, pumping oil, pumping gas, and you better get us to where we have our, at any price, our stockpile of oil in the old Hackberry salt domes and wherever they keep it down there, and the Louisiana, and, you know, that they'd better fill it back up before we have to fight the Chinese and the Russians. But at the same time, this is not World War II. You tell them that there's problems with the World War III, which is going to be targeting of hypersonic missiles on the United States. Use of the autonomous drones, subs, the tsunami subs. And oh, let me tell you, the P-8 Poseidon, top of the line U.S. nuclear and sub hunting sensing aircraft, which now are loaded with things to take out said, which normally aren't loaded in most cases, but they have some stuff to take out whatever they see. Well, I mean, I'll tell you, they've been flying around and doing racetracks around Traverse City and the lake up there, all right, the big lake. They've been going from this place to the other place, and they're all over. And you normally would have them on the coastlines. Now, we talk about doomsday planes and stuff, all that's fine, but there's also other factors ongoing. In times of war, we're at war. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. Excuse me for a second. In times of war, you got to move your aircraft around. Russia's doing it. The United States is doing it. China's just got them all over Taiwan. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. So, consequently, we're moving stuff. And you move it here, you move it to there. Sometimes they move it to places that, you know, in the interior off the coastlines. Because I'm going to tell you what, the little hack attack on F-35 jump jet sure put all of them out of work, didn't it? Because apparently they're using the operating system that's in other aircraft has been around for quite a while. And by now, somebody has had a Russian or a red Chinese in the woodpile working in a factory somewhere. You know what I mean? Or they clean the carpets at night. They just get in the file cabinets, you know. It's also like during the time of Los Alamos, when there was a fire ongoing towards Los Alamos, when they evacuated that area, and then they go back in and then all kinds of secret stuff is missing in the vault. Weapons, the latest weapons, designs, and that kind of stuff. And then they keep looking for it, looking for it, looking for it. And then eventually they find some different material behind the copying machine. Oh, yes. That's a true story. And the head of their security was a red Chinese, was a guy from China. He was a Chinese professor who was also like in charge of security out there. And then he all of a sudden takes off to California, tries to get on a jet to go back to China. And then they do, I believe, as I recall, they do either stop him or they query it. But basically, the Chinese got all the latest stuff out of Los Alamos back during Clinton's time frame. They also gave them the entire patent material from the beginning of day one of the United States on through today. They gave them all the patent material on discs and, you know, DVD or CDs and what have you, thumb drives, and they gave all that to the Red Chinese. So then they could make everything we ever had made or didn't make. So this has been a destroying of the United States and of many of the Western nations. And basically, I can recall back, you know, after first becoming exposed to a lot of this back in the about 72, none dare call it conspiracy. All right, good book back then, still a good book. And then my old man knew a lot about it because he had been in World War II. He had been counterintelligence and also, you know, chasing people and stuff over there. Just spook type activity, MP and spook, and maybe sublimated in the MPs, then sublimated in also later on in the motor pool, but still, you know, out chasing different people and looking into that stuff. But anyway, my old man knew a lot about this stuff. And I'll never forget him telling me that he was in Germany. And you're a kid listening, you know, shining shoes on a Sunday evening or something in a basement. And he's telling this young kid, you know, who was me. And he's telling him, he says, you know, we chased this guy out into the, till we caught him. And he knew about where stuff was at and bop, bop, bop. And then so it took him to the airport or to the factory to make where they made planes. And I don't know what that would have been, you know, one of the major German aircraft factories. And the old man says, the guy was giving me, wouldn't listen, wouldn't answer my questions or any kind of thing. And he was being smart aleck. So he said, I just pushed him down about a flight of about 150 or 200 steps. And he kind of bounced on a lot of them and went down there. When I got down there and grabbed him, he was a lot more compliant, my old man said. And he showed us where to go and all of that kind of stuff and where to get it. And we went in there to get the plans, to get all the plans and blueprints and drawings. And then he said the Russians were pounding back on the door and they got in and they started, they didn't want the plans. They wanted the machinery. They wanted the high tech, you know, machinery to make all of this stuff and the parts and all of the things. And so they're over there taking the machines apart to load them on their trucks. And he said, we were stacking up the planes and the plans for the planes and the different futuristic weapons and all the kind of stuff. So a lot of these things have been coming along for quite a while. And when Lord Jesus tells you, you know, years ago about what's going to be coming, do you not think you should believe him? Do you think that you have some kind of a solution in politics? Oh, I'd hope we would, but I don't believe you're going to see it. A couple of tsunami subs in the Great Lakes and a few hypersonics would take care of a lot of that. And then you have no power grid, which they could just have little Kimmy drop two of his little things out of his geostationary satellites, drop his EMP weapons down, take out the entire power grid of the United States, blame it on little Kimmy, and then the Russians and the Chinese are sitting there, you know. Well, didn't little Kimmy go to Russia here recently? Aren't they going to probably trade him some MiGs or something, you know? And then he's going to send them artillery shells. And just so people know, little Kimmy has thousands upon thousands of artillery pieces pointed at Seoul. I mean, enough to destroy Seoul completely. Stacked up with ammo right by them. They have tunnels then to pour people in through under the tunnels. But they have sufficient artillery. They don't even need the missiles or anything to take Seoul out. They can take it out with artillery. If they start the barrage and keep rolling, there goes Seoul. All right. So consequently, that's why we have troops over there with the South Koreans. Now, the South Koreans, the Rock Marines, they're tough as nails, man. And I talked to somebody who was on a boat, you know, who was up a certain river and that kind of stuff on the boat. And they were there and there was a massive attack coming from NVA and different people in Viet Cong. And they had to get that boat out of there because it was a special boat, you know what I'm saying, a intelligence boat. And they had to get it out. And about 10 Rock Marines are sitting there. And they said, you guys go on. You let us handle this. And they loaded up their mags, and they got all kind of mags ready to go. And they went forward towards the oncoming NVA, and they cut the crap out of them for a good long while, enough time to get the boat down the road. Anyway, just things I've heard from people in the past. There's power in the blood of Jesus. We know that. Did you get some food last night? Did you go today and buy a little bit more, a few more cans of something? Huh? A few more pouches, another can of the freeze-dried Mountain House or something from Cabela's or Bass Pro in the camping area. Go up into those camping areas, those stores, and see what you see. And take advantage of whatever they got left. Also, keep trying to get yourself a Berkey filtration system with the black Berkey filters, if you can find it. Now, if you can't get the filtration system, but if you can get the filters, then get the filters, because the filters generally will fit other type of systems, a la Pure, a la, that's P-U-R, a la, Aquarain, possibly, and some others that will fit. They have a kind of a contiguous kind of a size, you know. So, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know when. I don't know what it's going to be. We're talking about different things. We're talking about the possibility of at the end of this month, in a week, and then like October the 1st, that the government shuts down. We don't know about that, whether it will or it won't. Looks like it probably may, at least for a bit. And then they have on 10-4 this thing where supposedly they're going to give out a message to everybody in their cell phones and all of that kind of thing. And then also probably run the sirens and the whole bit. And they're talking about the possibility of pulsing, a weird pulsing schedule at a certain, you know, power and frequency that might, in fact, allegedly turn on some of the graphene oxide hydrogel self-assembling systems inside the body, in the different, in the bloodstream and in the different organs, and maybe turn them on into some further problems to release different things into the body that were buried inside of the thing. I don't know, ladies and gentlemen, but I will tell you what. It wouldn't hurt you to get your bug out bags packed and have your boots by the door and have your, you know, sharpen your K-bars and load your mags, you know. And you probably ought to have at least, I know this is heavy and not standard, but I'll tell you what, if you have belts and you got ammo, you know, carrying pouches and such, if you had 300 rounds on you, it would not be that much. Heavy. But if you got your whole fighting gear, you got your house load, your fighting load, and you got a butt pack, and you got the different ammunition, you got your different canteens or whatever you're going to use. You might use one of the things with the bite valve. I don't know, one of the things that go down the back. I like the old-fashioned canteens. And even if you have the gas mask, you can get the gas masks that have the specialized canteen that you can drink through the mouthpiece of the military grade. The military grade. Gas mask. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. The need of which you may have a requirement to have. I'll tell you what, you know, it's tough getting worn out at the time of the need when you're getting ready to do it, but I'll tell you what, my mags are loaded, my K-bar is sharpened, I got a smaller K-bar too, so I got one to pull down from the strap, I got one for the bottom, and I got a boot knife as well, okay? I got a machete. And I got all kind of stuff. I'm going to have at least two pistols, all right, and a rifle. And guess which rifle I'm going to choose? I'm going to choose the one that has been the one that has been abused by every peasant that's ever lived, okay? The Kalashnikov, but a semi-automatic, semi-automatic AK variant, because you could literally dump them in the water, dump them in the mud, dump them in the sand, and you could take your mag out, empty the water, the sand, and the mud out, shake it a little bit, put the mag back in, pull the bolt back, and the thing will fire, okay? No, it's not the most accurate, but then again, if I have a area of operation where I'm going to have multiple firearms deployed and then I can run to them, or somebody else helping me could, then I would also have the deer hunt rifle. Let's just call it that, a deer hunt rifle. Or police special sniper, or whatever it might be. And you have that, and then you have a good scope on it. The scope is as important as the rifle. And you have that one place. And I would also then have a AR-like weapon, a .223. And then a 12-gauge Mossberg pump with various rounds in the chamber. You have to choose which round you want up front, you know. But you can have number four buck, double-aught buck. You can have all kind of good stuff. Flechette rounds are just really kind of fun, I would think, wouldn't you? And there's old Fiero rounds, fire rounds that put the fire down range. And then you might want to have a couple of number two shots, number four, number six, so you could hit some birds or that kind of thing, or squirrels or rabbits to eat. Oh, man, I'll tell you, it's just thinking about this will wear you out. And if you're good enough at extrapolation as I am, I've been worn out for years because I've been seeing it coming for years, and I've been telling you about it. And now I love to hear locally and, you know, from you, your third in-laws, cousins, brothers, barber, you know, that kind of stuff, how they're the ones now telling you, oh, did you know that we're you know, very close to nuclear war and you need to prepare? And I look over at him, I say, you know, what's going on here, you know? Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like Brother Quail to get you silver and gold real quick, or palladium or platinum, go to stevequail.com. You can click on his new site there that's got the gold prices, silver price, and everything on it. Or you can call him at 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. Tell him old Hawk sent you. If you get Steve or Daryl, his manager, or Tyler, Steve's son, or whoever you get, you tell him Hawk sent you and to take good care of you. And you can order up some gold and silver, because I'm going to tell you what. The cash is going to be good for a while, but the credit cards and the, you know, the bank cards ain't going to work, because the computers are going to go bye-bye, you know? Computers are going to go bye-bye. If you got a sat phone, your sat phone is going to work for a while and be able to handle some certain calls and stuff. But at a certain point in time, it's going to be you, and there's going to be smoke signals and, you know, dead drops where you leave a message, or you mark your, you mark the pole with the pink chalk, or that kind of stuff that tells somebody when you want to meet. Or maybe you still got some radios that work that didn't get zapped in the EMPs. And incidentally, you ought to be keeping them in the brand new metal trash cans with the tight lid screwed on to protect your electronics and your different things. If you can, you might want to include a little bit, maybe, of the electronic ignition parts and stuff for your truck or your car. I don't know what else to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, but I will say this. You want to keep old Hawk on the air, and I hope you do. Anything is most needed and wanted. It could be Federal Reserve notes, a little bit of silver, you know, an ounce of silver, silver quarter, silver dollar, whatever it might be, a little bit of gold, a little bit of platinum, palladium, whatever it is, or a check. Send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk. 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And, oh, ladies and gentlemen, the Montagnards in Indochina and Indochine are on fire for the Lord Jesus. And I know that the Nunamakers keep doing some big Zoom calls and stuff to the young pastors and to the churches that are forming in their homes, or in the ones where they've just are building the new church, you know, $21,000 church, nice bigger building, you know, separate from the pastors, the young pastor's home, you know, an outside area, you know. But I will tell you what, Nunamaker, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown with a Y, M-Y-E-R-S-T-O-W-N, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. Nunamaker, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown with a Y, Pennsylvania, 17067. And oh, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you what. The word spreads over there, and they have to have Bibles printed up. In the, each village, it's got a different dialect, a different language in a sense. So they have Bibles and songbooks printed up in the village that they're operating in there. And then that gives them the opportunity to hear the word of the Lord in their own language, their own dialect, and then to sing songs. And you can just imagine breaking out in song in that village up in the mountains there. These are the yards, the mountain yards, okay? Laos, Cambodia, Thailand, the Shan states, Vietnam, and the Burma, Myanmar, those areas up in the mountains. So anything that is can be sent to the Ninemakers, they will get it over there and put it on the ground and put it to work, making Bibles and songbooks, or donating to the building of the church. And this is not a cathedral church. This is a $21,000 church, which is now paid for. But maybe they need another one in another village or another town, you see. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, may the Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. But I'll tell you what, the Russian Black Sea Fleet headquarters getting hit by scout missiles. Do you know what that'd be the equivalent of? Sort of be like hitting, Treasure Island, or hitting off of Jacksonville, or hitting one of the bases in the South Carolina, North Carolina, or, hitting Oceania, a headquarters there, or hitting Dilly Bird, McDill, joint base outside of Tampa. That's what it'd be the equivalent of what it'd been. And the fact is that the rest is going to get tired of it. And someday, one of these days, they're going to go whoosh. And they're going to launch something, or they're going to turn on a sub in Lake Michigan or Lake Superior or Lake Erie, Lake Huron. They're going to do something. All of these illegals are bringing over tuberculosis and all kind of other drug-resistant strains and all kind of stuff. And there's going to be so much sickness and illness. There's going to be so much death. And what you think of as a normal time period in the United States is going to go bye-bye real quick. So you have to be in a personal relationship with Lord Jesus. Repent of your sins. Ask him to come in your heart to be your Savior. And then get ready when he calls to stand in the gap against the evil that cometh, all right? And the evil becometh it, let me tell you. You've got to have all of the above. You got to have the nuclear, biological, chemical gear. You got to have food, water. You got to have water purification, which now they're trying to take it away from you. But you can still get the Halzone or the MicroPure tablets or the different stuff. You can use the colloidal silver. You can, do things like that. You boil the water, whatever it is. And you can get other, what were the different ones? Pure, Sawyer, Aqua Rain, as well as the Berkey, okay? If you can get the Black Berkey filter somewhere, then be sure and buy them. All that you see there when you see them, or you find them online at some other site. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, may Lord Jesus protect you all against all evil. May he provide you medical miracles as you need them out there. And there's great need in a lot of different places. May Lord Jesus provide you with a superabundance of all the things needed to survive for you and your families. Oh, man. Think about the fish antibiotics for your fish tank. Fish Mox, Fish Flex, Fish Flex, Fish Mox, whatever it is. Fish Mox, Fish Flex, I believe. They still have, you know, the 500 milligram amoxicillin, you know, cephalexin, doxycycline, all the different things there that are made by the same manufacturers when people check them out, allegedly, made by the same manufacturers with the same writing, the same numbers, the same colors of the same capsules or pills, that you can look them up in PDF references, books, and that kind of stuff, and look at the pictures of them. And that is available there, and then you can read up on that with the where there is no doctor, Dr. Alton and Nurse Amy, all right? And they tell you a lot about them, that kind of stuff. Look for them online. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I just am having a moment of low breath and just trying to carry on here at the end of the thing. And I don't mean to sound alarmist, but I'll tell you what, I just am getting real, real tired, and I could use any prayer from you. There's an E6 doing racetracks in the Gulf off of Tampa right now. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? I hear somebody saying, I agree, about the time to buy. He says, this guy, nice guy, Brad, says, I just got Mountain House Hunters packs for 30% off. Look around, ladies and gentlemen. Find the Mountain House. Find the Alpenair. Find the Wise. Whatever it is, the type that you like. You can do the search engine. You know, do the search engine. Freeze-dried meats. Freeze-dried foods. But look for the meats and take the meats where you can get them. Because the protein is going to be shy and you don't want to have to eat the mealyworms or the bugs. I remember in biology class in high school, we tried the chocolate-covered grasshoppers. The teacher brought in, the biology teacher brought them in, and they were a bit crunchy, if you know what I mean. The chocolate tasted good, but they were a bit crunchy, and you went in legs stuck in between your teeth, and it ain't too pretty. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I hope that you go out tonight and that you hear what I've had to say to you and you take it to heart. I know Brother Quayle, you can still get his QFOS 2.0, and the private briefings will give you additional information. But if nothing else, I would get more merino wool socks. I would get more underwear. What are you going to do if your underwear runs out in about 6 months and runs through or whatever? You know, gets worn out or what have you. Get some more of that. Get some more of the socks. Now, do you get two pairs of socks? No. If you can, get 10 pairs of merino wool socks, which I find to be the best wearing socks, and they're comfortable. They're not the scratchy wool, but the merino wool I like. They keep you warm, and they're soft. Good touch. Look for some of those. Get you extra sets of jeans. Get you extra belts. If you don't have holsters for your revolver or your pistol, all right, consider going out to the sporting goods store. You know, the Cabela's, the Bass Pro, the Shields, the Academies, whatever it is you got, all right, and get you the proper holster that will fit on a belt, all right? I like to go to the old Army Navy stores or the surplus stores where they've got military surplus of the pistol belts and the canteens and the canteen carriers and all of that kind of stuff, the butt packs, the
They have the Alice pack. I still like an Alice pack, a medium size. You've got the frame. Or there are some small ones that look like the Alice, but they're small packs. I like those. I call them a fighting load, the butt pack and all that. I like to go to get that. And if you've got more than one person in your group and your family, buy one set for you and then start to work on the next set for the next person and the next person. And if you can have that ready to go, and if you've got your ammunition in each one of those, if you've got your poncho and poncho liner in that, if you got your old Ranger handbook in the pocket, all right, nothing like having a good Ranger handbook. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I'll tell you what. There's a whole lot of good people out there, and everybody that's listening to me right now, let me tell you something. The Lord Jesus will use you in your area as a leader. You'll be one of the leaders in your area. That doesn't mean you lay down and you got to give everybody up. No, no, no. That means stand in the gap. Put on the full armor of God and put on your body armor. Put your fighting boots on. Get all of your stuff, your load-bearing gear situated. Place your family in the different places. And if you got your sons or your daughters or your wife, you can also shoot the firearm, and they're amenable to it. Then you can do that. I always used to have, my mother used to live, and she was in her 90s, all right? And I always told you, Mom, when the time comes, I'm going to let you sit right here in your chair. I'm going to give you a little gat. She said, well, give me a gat. I said, you'll have a gat. And I said, you hold that under your blanket, you know, your wool blanket. And when they come in and ask him where he went, you tell them they went that away, you know, or the other way that I went. And if they give you any trouble, then just pull your gat and unload on them, you know. Make them pay for disturbing an old lady in her chair, you know. Don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven. Stand for your family. Stand for your home, your farm, your ranch, your place of business. Stand for your vehicle so you can extricate yourself or take yourself down the road and your food store. Mighty men and women of honor, use your high technology to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus. Put the fire on them. Put your zappers on them. Bendigo Rangers, I know you're ready, and Mickey Lapua, Mickey. They don't want you hand-to-hand. You'd be better off if you just drilled them at about 1,000 yards and laid them down so they don't have to pay the price with you right in front of them. Road and track and little L. Lord Jesus loves you all. Keep up on your good, on your studies, school. And I know some of you will be going to the... either the Ninja Waves or to the Muay Thai. Hit the bag real hard tonight. Give them one for the old hawk. Say hi to your mommy and daddy. You got good ones. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for listening.